In this bulletin, memorials in the United States for George Floyd. A study shows 3 in 4 Australians hold a negative view of Indigenous people. And in sport, the Bulldogs score their first win of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. The brother of George Floyd has addressed a crowd outside the Houston church, where thousands of people have attended a public viewing. Illinois' Floyd described what he was experiencing as a result of his brother's death.
I'm just right now appreciative of everybody coming out. It just hurts a lot just being here, just talking. It's pain. We will get justice. We will get it. We will not let this door close.
A new report from the Australian National University shows that 3 out of 4 Australians hold a negative view of Indigenous people. It's the result of a study which tested more than 11,000 Australians for unconscious bias over a period of 10 years. Implicit negative bias was detected in most people, regardless of gender, age, ethnicity, occupation, religion, education level, geography, or political leanings. The head of the World Health Organization says he supports the global movement against racism and hopes those protesting will do so safely. The protests have been triggered by the death in custody of George Floyd. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus has urged protesters to maintain social distancing and other hygiene measures. He also added that protesters who are sick should stay at home and contact a healthcare provider.
WHO fully supports equality and the global movement against racism. We reject discrimination of all kinds. We encourage all those protesting around the world to do so safely. As much as possible, keep at least 1 meter from others. Clean your hands, cover your cough, and wear a mask if you attend a protest.
Victoria has recorded no new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours as the last wave of its students who have been learning from home return to school. The state's total number of infections so far stands at 1,687. Premier Daniel Andrews has welcomed the result.
The testing numbers remain strong though, so it's on that basis that we can be confident that we're getting a good picture. These things can change rapidly, of course. We're nowhere near the end of this, but it's always pleasing to have a day with 0 new cases.
7 people are in hospital with the virus, including 1 in intensive care. About 300 people are searching for a missing 14-year-old boy with non-verbal autism in Victoria, as temperatures dropped to freezing overnight. The boy became separated from his family on Mount Disappointment without food or water on Monday afternoon. Senior Sergeant Greg Paul says they're hoping for a good outcome despite the difficult conditions.
This is life-threatening weather as we speak, okay? Fortunately today, it's a beautiful, clear, sunny sky, and with that sunlight, you know, the temperature will rise. We're positive in that mate, but we really don't want to have someone out here multiple nights.
The United Kingdom's mandatory 14-day self-isolation period for the majority of travellers has come into effect. With some exemptions, anyone arriving in the UK will now be required to fill out a form with the address where they'll self-isolate. Secretary of State Priti Patel says spot checks will be carried out and those breaching quarantine could face fines. The nation's 3 biggest airlines have started legal proceedings against the government, arguing it will further damage the tourism and aviation industries. Ryanair's chief executive Michael O'Leary says the measure is impossible to enforce, labelling it a political stunt.
What Priti Patel is proposing today is people arriving into UK airports fill in a form with a false address, a false phone number, and then she waves them off on the London Underground, the Gatwick Express, the Heathrow Express, to go to Sainsbury's, the beach, the golf course. It isn't a quarantine, it's a joke. And even today, her own Home Office admit that it is unimplementable, it is unpoliceable, and it is completely ineffective.
In sport, the Bulldogs have achieved a resounding victory over the Dragons, triumphing 22-2. Bulldogs veteran Kieran Foran returned from a shoulder injury to play his 200th game, delivering the team's first win of the season. It leaves St George Illawarra at the bottom of the ladder with zero wins so far. The defeat adds pressure to embattled coach Paul McGregor, whose job will be on the line at a board meeting on the 16th of June. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 23. Similar for Adelaide, 14. A sunny day in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18 degrees. Similar for Sydney, a top of 19. Showers in Newcastle and 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, showers and 26. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.